Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. Stay tuned. International news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 9 o'clock. But first, with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris. And good Wednesday morning, everyone. The House Agriculture Committee today is set to consider small cuts to the $80 billion a year food stamp program in an effort to appease conservatives who say the food aid has become too expensive. The cuts are part of the five-year farm bill for 2013 that is under consideration in the House Agricultural Committee. The House bill would cut about $2.5 billion a year to the food stamp program. The Senate Agriculture Committee yesterday approved much smaller cuts to the program, amounting to about $400 million a year. This morning, USDA reported to USDA export sales of 171,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 13-14 marketing year. That continues the fast pace that China has been putting together in recent weeks for 13 and 14. The 13-14 marketing year for soybeans begins this upcoming September 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,180, down 34.5 points. The NASDAQ, 34.60, is down 2. The S&P 500, 1647, down 1.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to deteriorate as we move forward into the end of this week and on through the first part of next week because of a slow-moving storm system that will be focused on the upper parts of the Midwest. We'll first see scattered showers occur today from portions of Missouri and southern Iowa over to Ohio. This is part of a frontal boundary that moved through the Midwest yesterday and has become somewhat stationary across the lower parts of the region today, and that will likely set off a scattering of showers and thunderstorms. These storms will likely be with us tomorrow as well. And over the 2 days, we'll probably see 1/10 to 5/10 of an inch of rain with some local amounts getting upwards close to 1 inch in a few locations. The areas that are going to be most favored for the greater rain totals will probably include central Indiana and a few other random locations. The precipitation in the western Corn Belt will likely begin to increase as we get into the end of this week. Friday and Saturday, a new disturbance will likely impact a part of that region, and we'll also see some additional precipitation evolving in the lower parts of the eastern Midwest. Both areas of rainfall will probably not be real heavy, but it will still be around to interfere with field progress once again. The rain totals in both cases will probably run 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, with some local totals getting over an inch. And the disturbance in the lower eastern Midwest will also have influence on parts of the northern Delta and even the southeastern states as well. The storm system in the upper parts of the Midwest, however, will become even a larger system, and it will be very slow moving. In fact, it will probably be with us in the Dakotas, Minnesota, portions of Wisconsin, even northern portions of Iowa and northern Nebraska for a big part of the period from Saturday through Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. Through Tuesday, most likely, we'll see the precipitation shifting more into the east after that. The eastern Midwest will be involved with the frontal boundary that will be associated with this upper-level low, and that frontal system will likely work its way through the central and eastern parts of the Midwest as we go through the first half of next week. Overall, it's obvious that precipitation will be occurring more often than any producer would like to see, at least for those who are still waiting to get into the fields and get the planting accomplished. For those that have planted their crops, this is not a bad environment, especially since temperatures over the next 2 weeks are expected to be a seasonably mild to warm. The milder conditions will occur after the big storm system passes in the middle to latter part of next week. The warmest weather will occur over the next 5 to 7 days. Daily high temperatures will be mostly in the 70s and 80s during that period of time. We may see some cooler weather in the heavier rain events in the northwest. Low temperatures at night are expected to stay very warm as well. A lot of 50 and 60 degree lows expected for a while. There may be some 40 degree readings that will occur periodically in the northernmost parts of the Midwest. We will expect that there will not be a return of the excessive heat that occurred yesterday afternoon across the western Corn Belt areas from parts of Nebraska into northwestern Iowa and southern sections of Wisconsin endured some extremely hot weather for this time of the year, for any time of the year for that matter, with 100 to 105 degrees occurring in quite a bit of that region and 106 to 108 occurring near the Omaha area and northward to Sioux City, Iowa. We won't see that again, and that's not an omen for the summer coming up. We'll have other bouts of heat coming along, but for the next 10 days to 2 weeks, we're done with that situation. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's check and see how futures are trading in Chicago and Kansas City. In Kansas City, September wheat is 770 and three quarters, down 4 and a quarter. July wheat in Chicago, rather, is 705 and a half, down 5 and a quarter. September, 713 and three quarters, down 5 and three quarters. July wheat in July corn, 647, down 5 and a half. December is 533 and a quarter, down 4 and three quarters. July soybeans, 1412 and a half, down 2 and a half, now 2 and a quarter. November is 1216 and three quarters, up now a half, up 2 and a half. July soybean meal, 409.60, down 220. July soybean oil, 49.66, down 10. June live cattle, 120.90, up 12 and a half. May feeders, 135.32 and a half, down 17 and a half. And June lean hogs at 92.92 and a half, up 32 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
How's planting progress over in Indiana your way?
It's moving forward pretty quickly. I think some of the wetter areas over the last day or so have dried up nicely, and a lot of corn's getting planted.
So here's a question for you. If I am a commercial export from Taiwan or Japan,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to source 200,000 metric tons of U.S. corn today,
mm-hmm.
could I get that done?
You probably
at any
could.
Price?
Yeah, you probably could, but not at these price levels. I think one of the things that we've been watching really closely, especially with the spreads that when May expired yesterday at such a premium to the deferreds, I think that the basis has been doing a lot of the heavy lifting. And I think right now, as far as the market's concerned, that these futures price levels, we'd probably have to go a little bit higher to source that quantity of corn.
I mean, you got the news that Japan and Taiwan, they usually buy U.S. and South American corn. But they went to South Africa, of all places.
Well, I tell you what, South Africa has been up and coming as far as their production is concerned. And logistically and price-wise, they are very, very competitive.
But the interesting thing about it is that Japan and Taiwan are going to use this corn for feed, and it's human consumption quality.
Yeah, well, here again, it's price competitive, and it's great quality as far as they're concerned. I think in the broad scheme of things, the world market is very competitive. The freight rates are right,
mm-hmm.
and really, the U.S. has been priced over the world market pretty consistently.
Yeah, what's your take on soybeans today?
Soybeans right now, I think the planting progress is going to be good. The price levels are right. The basis is still about a dollar over, very, very firm. I think one thing we need to be continually watching is when are we going to start importing some meal? I think our crush margins are probably not good enough to bring beans into the country and crush them. We probably need to start looking for some meal imports, which I really haven't seen show up yet.
There were rumors that there was some meal coming into the East Coast.
Yes, there has been some rumors of that. I have not seen any confirmations. I do have a line that a couple of cargoes of beans are working their way in our direction. But like I say, I continue to watch for the meal business.
So what do you think is going to happen with the spreads now that May has gone off the board?
Well, I guess what I was trying to give the guys a little bit of guidance yesterday, saying the burden of proof right this minute is probably on the bears. The market probably should try to make an advance, try to maybe work up into the gap areas on some of the charts, take from the significant breakdown that we've seen over the last month or 6 weeks. And then the question is, how sticky does the market become? Is it able to maintain the advance, or does it falter? I think that's a 50-50 chance. The basis has been doing most of the work, but I think the futures could give it a stab.
Is there any chance that we could make higher highs in June, and that could be the highs for the year?
It very well could. I think the biggest problem that we've got is the demand base. A lot of commercials are basically shutting down, slowing down their usage of corn. If that continues, then we probably will not make new highs. We'll just stop. We'll just basically crush our demand situation.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, July corn, 647 and a quarter. That's down 5 1/4. September's 564 and a half, down 5 1/4, and December 533, down 5. July soybeans are 14 12 3/4, down 2. September 12 65 1/4, down 2 3/4, and November at 12 17 1/4, up 3 1/4. July soybean meal 409.70, down 210, now down $2 even, and July soybean oil 49.72. Now 71, now 72, down 4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM.